Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it is a beautiful Saturday. I'm so excited you've decided to join us today. I have an extra special secret today I'm so excited about. I not only have one special guest, I have two special guests for the price of one. And since that's free, it's awesome. Hey guys, are you with me today?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I have Rob Anderson, who has been with us before. So he's one of my frequent flyers. But speaking of flyers, I have Birdie. Are you here, Birdie?
I am here. I am here.
Yay!
I'm happy to be here.
Yay. We're so happy to have you with us. The way this all came about was kind of funny. It was just kind of a backdoor situation. Birdie and I were talking, and we were talking about one of the posts on forthepeople.space, one of our favorite websites. I can only speak for myself. I'll let the other two speak for themselves. And
one of my favorite websites.
Yep.
I've never heard of it before.
We'll edumacate you later.
Okay.
So I want to encourage everybody to grab some paper and a pen because we're going to give you three, if not more, postings on forthepeople.space that really spoke to me. And I was talking to Birdie about it. And then she mentioned something that was completely out of left field that I was really interested in. And I said, we should do a show on this. And so I talked to Rob and okay, BBS, we got you. I talked to Rob and I said, hey, have you ever heard of this person? And he's like, yeah, actually I have. I know about this person. So we're tying all of this together on this show, and I'm kind of being a little cryptic right now because I want to announce it and get it going. So the thing that really spoke to me, go ahead and get your paper ready so we can get you up on the computer so you can go along with this if you would like, or if you're driving, or if you're not to where you can look at the computer, you can write them down and get to them later. On forthepeople.space, the first posting was Inner, I-N-N-E-R, music, and it was posted August 4th, 2025. The second one was Heart and Soul. Heart is all capital letters. That's interesting. People should notice that. And Soul. And that was posted August 11th, 2025. The third one was Once Sacred, O-N-C-E, Once Sacred. And that was posted January 15th, 2026. And I was talking to Birdie about how this post reminded me of the two previous posts and how they kind of came together, like the cogs in a wheel kind of came together for me. And that's when she launched off and told me about an author named Dr. Kevin Reese. And specifically the book that she mentioned to me was Head to Toe Healing. And he references it a lot of times as his green book. And it's a revolutionary method responsible for the most healing results ever captured on video. And it talks about the system that he views the body as one interconnected unit. And it all works around the spine. And so I'm going to stop there. I don't want to disclose too much, but that kind of gets everybody on the same page with us guys if they want to pull stuff up on the website or whatever. And I want to say, Asha, your last posts were incredible. And we love, 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 love you so much. And
we miss you.
We miss you, but we still feel you through your posts. But man, we miss you.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful for them. It's like I just,
yes.
I always say thank you so much, Asha, whenever I read any post. It's just
yes.
Like, it's always what I need to hear. And there's so many synchronicities with stuff like that. I was talking with a friend one day, and mm-hmm. what I was talking about, it was mm-hmm. something very like not common, obviously, some of the
right.
stuff you talk about.
Right.
And the next day she posted exactly what I was talking about. And it was like, wow, that was hilarious. Like definitely connect. All hearts are connected.
All hearts are connected. We're all one for sure. Birdie, what do you have?
Well, I was going to say the same thing. I feel like I get excited whenever there's a new post. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the posts are so directed individually. I'm like, that's for me. And I feel mm-hmm. we're all saying the same thing. So I guess we're We're all connected. And so when these posts come up, the timing's always perfect. And there's so much knowledge coming to us through these posts and symbols and signs and just
Yes.
reassurances. It's amazing.
I agree. Being a musician, growing up in a musical family, my mom was going to be a concert pianist. She went to college to be a concert pianist and then met my dad and became a farmer's wife instead, but always had music in my house, always had music in my house. And so the first one that I mentioned, inner music, really spoke to me because the very first line said, "The spine is your flute." And it had a little boy sitting on just these old stone steps, and he's playing a wooden flute. And a kitten is just sitting there, just mesmerized, looking up at the little boy, just like, "What is that? That is magical." And I'm like, "Okay, she's hooked me." So I kept reading, and it says underneath, by Philippe Kahn, it says, "I've been practicing my flute for decades, and in capital letters, every day I find something new that inspires me." I can relate to that when I played clarinet and also sing, but when I played clarinet more, when I had a bad day, when I had a good day, when I needed to lose myself, when like going within, I definitely went within whenever I became one with my instrument, if that makes sense to any musicians out there. So, it continued on to say, "When you access the power within the spine and hear your inner music, your entire life will change." And so I'm going to stop there. Do you guys have any comments on that, or how that ties to the Green Book? How do you guys want to take this?
You want to take that, Rob, or you want me to say something?
You go ahead. I'll just I'm just sitting here in the moment listening.
Well, on this article, I've been getting a lot of messages. In this article, there's a picture of a ballerina with a super cool, strong body, and it says to lose confidence in one's body is to lose confidence in oneself. And that's where I was at when this was posted. It's a lot about cherishing, treating your body well, and then things that say, I stand in awe of my body. I want that for me, for myself. I want that for everybody. And it's a transition, and all of it kept circling back to the spine. It was like everywhere I looked, it was like the spine. Okay, well, I need to look at this now because I'm
Sorry.
getting these messages everywhere. And
Right.
this is my highest excitement now. I've done a lot to get rid of and, just keep on this journey. And this is the last piece of the puzzle for me, if that makes sense.
That's fabulous. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's something that very synchronistic for me, and I'm taking it much more seriously. Like, we're not taught these things, right? And it's interesting because when he talks about, I think it's PAT, which is postural alignment therapy, in that book. Sorry, I should say that. Not the article, but the book,
Yes.
the Green Book,
Yes, the Green
Head
Book.
to Toe Healing. He talks about postural alignment therapy. And I think so many of us are so out of alignment, we don't even know. Like, you could say intellectually, "Well, sit up straight." I even remember being a kid going to Taekwondo and, like, my sensei putting his knee in my back for me to sit up straight, and it's like I didn't know what straight was. And aside from all the injuries I sustained as being a young boy playing sports and everything, it's the fact that I think being confined to a desk as kids for most of our day, where our hip flexors are tightened,
Tight.
and yeah, and so and then we tend to have a flat lower back and a hunched upper back because we're looking down at writing. And like I even realize now when I sit down at a desk, I used to crunch down, like my spine was like an S, because it was just, I've been doing that for years. Like that was, and so now I'm very conscious about my inner body awareness and what my spine feels like, how my ribs are, and like how he talks about, the shoulders being a girdle, and then your hips and pelvis being a girdle, and how that all relates. I had several back injuries in my lifetime, and it wasn't until I think it was 2020, just before the pandemic, and I think I might have mentioned it on the show, but I was listening to a book, and I was trying all these different workouts, P90X, trying to get buff, like just always, but I didn't realize that I was so out of alignment. And so this book took a different approach, and it said, if you've had a whole bunch of injuries, what you're doing, and he speaks about that in the Green Book as well, is that if it's not healed correctly, you're basically building muscle around that injury and keeping it in place, and you're actually amplifying the other muscles, pulling it out of alignment. So this book, I forget what it was, but it wasn't Kevin's book, but it said if you've had some back issues and things like that, to stop your workout, stop doing all this vigorous stuff, stop jogging, stop going to the gym, stop high impact, stop CrossFit, whatever you have to do. And he said, just do yoga and qigong for like a year and a half. And so that's when I started doing yoga. And I actually took that advice, and it was really strange because I lost a lot of weight, and I felt like, what am I doing? But I am getting releases in my back and spine still to this day that I didn't even know were out of place. And that's how bad my back was. And so I think for depending on the person and how many injuries they've had, or if they've just had improper posture, that really focusing on that. And if you're somebody who goes and works out, just cut it out. If you've had a back injury or something, cut it out and say, you know what, I'm going to go the other way. Because our spine is just the most important thing. It is the foundation, and it's kind of, in line with my foundational healing. So I loved the book, and I think, the articles as well.
Yeah, I agree. One thing I like about him, I don't know a lot about him, because I wasn't aware of him before I heard of him from Birdie. And one thing I like is that he gives his website out, and in his books he has bonuses. And in this book he has bonuses. Go into the website slash bonuses. We can give you that in a minute. And there's lots and lots of tools on there to use that are very, very helpful. He does have a program. That is how he supports himself, and that's, that's his job. That's what he does. And I should say he is not a medical doctor. He's got his PhD. He is not a medical doctor. And he was putting two and two together and wondering, why are all my people not, he's not, they're not getting better. And he was trying, and then that's when he made that connection that the spine is like, this is my words, kind of like the freeway. Everything runs up and down the spine. Everything feeds from the nerves that come out of the spine, the nerve endings and stuff. And so I was super, super interested in that. And going on off of what Birdie was saying under the picture in For the People dot space inner music, where it says, I stand in awe of my body. Underneath it, it says, when your body becomes your best friend and greatest confidant, life becomes a lot easier. And isn't that true? I mean, I know when I did this move, I injured myself, and it was like, come on, body, don't fail me now. And it's like, it didn't fail me, I failed it. I'm now realizing that the reason you twisted your knee is because of blah, 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 and the reason that blah, blah, blah. And now, if you'd done this years ago, then you probably would not have had that challenge. So I really, really, I really feel that these two go very well hand in hand together. I don't know him. I can't personally endorse him. I haven't done his programs, but drkevinreese.com, I believe, is that right, guys? Drkevinreese.com is his website, and really, I was really impressed. And it's Reese, Kevin, Kevinreese.com, Dr. Kevin Reese, drkevinreese.com. So, moving on, it says, like a flute, the body may at times seem empty and without a song. But when you lift it up and take interest in it, like Birdie was talking about, and cleaning it and play with it and learn about it and care for it, and then experiment with your own inner music, a symphony of miracles that never existed before will begin to overflow. And speaking with you, Rob, previously on the show, when we were talking about your story, this is a lot of what I would interpret that you were doing, is that you were going into your body and you were taking one thing at a time and working on that. Is
Yeah.
that a correct assumption?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, like, foundational healing, that's why I just started doing it. Like, hey, one step at a time. Like, so often it's just so easy to get overwhelmed. And so you look at it like, oh my God, this is impossible. Like, well, just take the first step, just whatever it is. And that's why even just me, people, I was talking with people about, oh, I'm going to make this thing, and they're like, well, have you developed it into a course yet? And it's like, well, I don't really know. Like, I don't know how to make a course. Everybody's got their own path. So how can I make it something that is just a story for people to listen to as guidance? And then everybody figures it out. They have to go within and figure out what's relevant for you. But really listening to your body. I never listen to my body. Like, I, you know, and it's, I don't want to put myself on timelines, but man, I was horrible to my body for so many years. Like, just And we don't even realize it, So.
Same, same.
Same,
I
same.
I didn't go the route that both you guys went, but I mine was more eating, and I had metabolism that would burn it, and then the older I got, I'm like, oh, it doesn't burn off really. It's hard to get rid of now, and I never worked out. I mean, why would I work out? I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I'm a size 6. I don't get it. Now I'm a size 12, and I'm like, I guess I should have taken better care of my body and listened to it more, because, there's, generational curses, I call them, that, are in the family, and I probably should have taken better care of my body. But it goes on to say, and Bertie, this made me think of you. It says, most in this right below that picture where it says, I stand in awe of my body, the last sentence says, most of those miracles live in your spine. So we're talking about the miracles of experimenting, and in a symphony of miracles that never existed before will begin to overflow. Most of those miracles live in your spine, patiently awaiting your interest in the mysteries of the universe and the true powers of source energy every real human holds within. Most of the conversations we've had this last week, Birdie, that made me think of you.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's been, I think, since I read the article, the one that really got me was the Once Sacred
Yes.
on every, it just
Yes.
hit, I mean, it took my breath away that it was so good. And we talk about, with that Dr. Reese, just going back for a second. The one thing that really resonated with me, because I've been, I don't want to go in the past, but this poor body, I was, it's been through a lot. Some of it was
Right.
self-inflicted, and some of it was just trusting the medical industry.
Yeah,
And so I'll
yeah.
go and say, I'm not a doctor. I just play one in my life. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm trying all different kinds of things.
Right.
So since I just had a feeling just to do some fasting. And Rob, you actually said it on the show, and I kept hearing it. You were one. I heard it three times about fasting, and I just knew to do it and try it. And I found a thing, and I'm on 7 days right now, and I
Nice.
feel amazing. Like, I'm not recommending that to anyone. I'm saying for me,
Right.
I talk to my body, and I'm doing some of the spine things and trying to straighten myself and get my posture better. But just giving it a break, it needed it. It just needed it. It's really functioning well. And I noticed, like, the first couple of days could be quite interesting. I'll just leave it at that. But once I I'll really leave it at that. Once you get to like day three, I started feeling like more energy and feeling, and I've had nothing but herbal tea and water for the 7 days. I'm like, well, I'm on day seven. So at 9:17 p.m. tonight is a full 7 days. And
Nice.
I'm just gonna keep listening. Like, I'm listening to it. This is giving me the practice to put all these tools that were being given into use. So I
Right.
would get a feeling like, something's a little bit weird. What do I need? Body, what do you need? And I'll get the message salt. So I'll take a little like Celtic salt or something and just sprinkle it in my water. Next thing you know, I'm all perked up. So it's I'm playing around just like the article says. I'm doing what I'm trying to listen, and I'm not putting anything into it that's from my mind, that's, oh, I think this is good for me. I'm just letting it do its thing, because it's an amazing vessel, and it really can heal itself. And I have weight to lose, and it bothers me. So, I never really thought about the spine being the key, but once I started doing things with the spine, everything else is starting to get better for me. Like, I went down the stairs and I felt like I was 20 years younger. Like, I skipped down the stairs and my knees didn't even bother me, my back didn't bother me. I'm like, whoa, this is pretty cool. So it's just an interesting, fun, awesome road to be on.
It is. It is. It says the messages we give our body through words and thoughts, environment, associations, actions, and lack of action are always observed, received, and in capital letters, stored. until acknowledged and released. Whether you're feeling love or anger with your body or others, it will respond and reflect that message right back to you. Says pain is a call for love and discovery to find what is blocking the flow of your spirit through your body. And so it goes on to say the body is the most profound instrument of spiritual expression in this frequency. And I agree. And so
Yeah,
go ahead.
it truly is. And there's a saying that, because you mentioned something a couple sentences ago or whatever, but it reminded me of the Essene Gospel of Peace. And in that, one thing always stuck out to me was that, and it's only in movement is life. And
Yeah,
so
that's good.
if our and that doesn't necessarily mean you always need to be twitching around, but like your blood needs to be flowing, your chi needs to be flowing. And that's why I've been doing so much qigong lately. And I'll be honest with you, like I had bad knees growing up, and obviously a doctor installed knee, just even the thoughts or that they install into you. Like he says, oh, you've got Osgood Schlatter's disease, and it's probably only curable, but you'll probably need to have surgery when you're 30. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but I stopped. That was like when I was 8. Like, and so yeah, maybe
My
my knees were
gosh.
bad, but I went my whole life thinking I had bad knees, so it prevented me from doing things or even
Wow.
understanding. And then one day I was at work and I saw this person come in with a wheelchair and no knees, no
Oh.
legs, and I was like,
Oh.
I'm gonna stop complaining about my shitty knees. At least I have
Right.
knees. And
Right.
that was the day where, like, I from that point on, I started kind of discovering it more. Now I can do things like I couldn't even bend over, do a squat. I couldn't even really bend over to tie my shoelaces like 10 years ago. Now it's like with doing qigong and stuff, like I can do 10 squats. I can do, like my knee issues were probably not even nearly as bad as my mind made them out to be, all because that doctor, just what he said, stuck with me my whole life, because we give
Right.
our authority away, especially as young children, to, doctors or people outside of ourselves, priests, parents,
Right.
politicians, everybody except the spirit within us.
That's really good. Birdie, you have anything?
Well, yeah, I think just part of that where having anger toward it, or being mean about it, say, and instead I'm flipping it to being very grateful for everything that it's been through, and that I'm still here, and it kept me going. So it had my back for all these years, and now it's my turn to acknowledge that. I mean, it's like it was a one-sided relationship for a while. It was like, because like you, I was always super thin. I mean, when I was like, yeah, I think I got, when I graduated high school, I was mad because I couldn't hit 100 pounds. Like I was always very small. And so through life and through, I took that for granted too. Like I didn't have to exercise. I could eat whatever I wanted, and you get older and that's not the case anymore. And then next thing you know, you're like, what in the heck is, what is happening to my body? And like, so it's more about, I want to be kind. I want to be kind to my body. I've been mean to it for so long. Like I look in the mirror and be like, oh. Like, being having that attitude, and I know a lot of us are hard on ourselves that way. And I'm not looking to be like, look, movie star. I just want a healthy, strong body. And that's where I'm at. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense. It says on here at the end of the article, it says gentle love, attention, patience, and appreciation are the sculpting tools.
Can we just take a look at that picture above me? Like,
Oh my
hello.
gosh, like hello.
I don't know that I want that. I don't need that in my life right now. But it's like,
It's beautiful.
that's
It is a
pretty
beautiful work of
impressive.
art.
It is.
So, that goes perfect because I too, we were raised to think that we are flesh, not that we are spirit. And so I kind of like it from the South, we have a saying, oh, bless their heart, bless your heart,
Oh, I know that saying.
And so I'm kind of like, oh, bless your heart, little spirit. I'm sorry this little house has not been good. Well, now it's like, I am so sorry. Because this is the vessel that they have to live in, and all of the things that crop up because of the poor nutrition, or or the lack of nutrition, or the overeating, or the stress, or the drama that you get caught up in, on how that just throws your system into a tailspin. So I really enjoyed this article. What do you have? What do you have, Rob?
Well, it's I think it's a really good pointer to people, and that's why I, if I have like, can bring any value, it's that I've gone through this. Like, it's easy to say, like, people who've never experienced that stuff. Well, okay, but what about the people who've gone through it? I've used the example before. Like, I had a friend who was a quitting smoking counselor, and she was really good. She was like the head of the thing, but she was always talking to me about quitting smoking, and she never smoked a day in her life. And I was like, I don't want to hear about quitting smoking from you. I want to hear how the guy huffing back 3 packs a day quit smoking, because he was on the front lines. He knows what it's like. You just read it in books. And so for myself, I've gone through that. And like, I've had literally every addiction. I've drank, smoked, drugs. Food was the first one, like, everybody else mentioned. Like, I remember being an upset kid because my parents were always splitting up and we were always moving. And I remember my Aunt Lynn, who ended up dying of obesity, saying, this changed my trajectory. It's like these things that stand out to you. I remember her saying at a party when we were kids, I must have been 5, and she was saying, oh, you're too skinny, you need some meat on your bones. And like, I went the opposite way. I'm thin, I'm like a bird, I'm tall and thin. Like, why am I trying to be big and things? And like, people, skinny people get bullied a lot,
They do.
and so I went the opposite way. I weighed 250 pounds, and like, I remember, I don't know if I mentioned on the show, but there was one time, and I never stepped on a scale, and then one time I did at my girlfriend's house, and it was like 247 and a half, and I just started crying and looking at myself in the mirror, and it was like, what? Like, I don't even think I really looked at myself in the mirror. I saw the person, but I never looked at myself, like my spirit, and it was like, I was like, how did I get here? And I was like, never again. Like, and that was, I think, one of the deciding factors for me to get my life together. And so I lost 100 pounds. Like, I dropped down to 150.
Nice.
Not
Good job.
overnight. It took me
No.
a long time, like, but it's okay,
But that's okay. That's the way to do it. So that way your body adjusts well as opposed to just one shock to another.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, most people, even Ron on Creation Lightship mentioned, like, most people are so, their bodies and everything are so corrupted that like, you couldn't even take, if you gave yourself 100% spirit energy in one shot, you would just die, because it would be too much energy for you to handle. And I think that's what, even the book that we were reading, it talked about that too. Like, it takes time to, if you've been out of balance for 40 years, well, it might take 5 years of exercise to really get it. And it's a slow process, because if you were to snap back in place, you'd be so different that you wouldn't even be recognizable to yourself and everybody else, Yeah. So it's about taking the time to do it, and really being like, that's, I think, to wrap it full circle about why I was, doing my show, is to just, most people think it's hopeless. And it's like, well, if I can do it, you can too. Because I know that looking on the outside, you see somebody who's in good shape, and you're just like, oh wow, like, I just thought there was skinny and fat people. I didn't think it had anything to do with like my lifestyle or anything,
No, that's really good. That really leads well into the second article, if you guys will allow me. Are you ready to move to the second one?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
so it's called Heart and Soul. You good with that, Bertie?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to scroll down to where it's spirit and soul. The top part gets into how we were created, and I just don't want to, I want to stay kind of in a sweet spirit, so I'm just going to move down. Spirit and soul. It says the spirit lives, this is for the people dot space, heart and soul. For the people dot space. The spirit lives in the heart, animating, feeding, nourishing, and guiding the body. Our spirit is to the body what sunlight is to the earth, a spark to an engine, true love to a relationship. Your spirit brings everything to life and makes it thrive. When the spirit enters a body, timing is different for everybody. It generally enters the heart, the warmest organ, animating and guiding a body as long as the spirit remains connected with the body. This is different for each person as well. The spirit gives its energy or life force to the organs, and that life force, LIFE, life force takes on a life of its own, known as the soul. The soul is a subset of the spirit, much as music is a subset of the musician. It has a life of its own, yet only a breath, BREATH, breath of the original. So we're talking about taking care of our bodies and listening and going, okay, so the spine, the spine is the flute, and all of us are talking about these different things that we're becoming aware of, and Rob, that you've accomplished in so many areas. And when I read this spirit and soul paragraph, it makes me want to go, I am so sorry, spirit. I haven't really given you the perfect tools to work with. But now that I know, now that I know, I know.
Even the other day I said that at I think I already used my swear to the day, but I got to keep it authentic. And I was like, I was like, spirit, I'm so fucking sorry, buddy. Like,
Yeah.
and you know what? The other day was the first time in my life, because I was doing Qigong and I was sitting down, kind of massaging my legs and just doing the massage things. And like, I never even said this to myself in my life. I just hugged my legs and I was like, I'm fucking beautiful. And I never said that in my life. Like,
Exactly. That's really
and not
good.
in like, oh, like a narcissistic or vain way, but like my
Right.
body and what I am composed of, like spirit in a physical vessel, is beautiful. Like, I'm beautiful. Like, and everybody can say that to themselves. It doesn't matter what you
Yes.
think you look like, or it's not about that. It's about, with
Mm-mm.
your eyes closed, just hugging your knees into your chest, being so grateful for your spirit and your body. Life is beautiful. You're beautiful. We're all beautiful, you know?
Yes, that's really good. Birdie?
Yeah, I'm really inspired by Rob's journey, and I'm still kind of like I'm still there. I'm just it's so cool just to have you on here because our journeys are very similar, as you might know. So just to hear all of this and now be given this knowledge to be able to move forward with what we know. And then just I'm not going to look back. I've already done my apologies. I've already done all the acknowledging. And I talk to my body every day and say really nice things like, all right, well, maybe that didn't work today, but we'll work, it'll work tomorrow. We'll keep working on it. So I appreciate you sharing because, I mean, that puts you in a vulnerable position to be that open to share. But I needed you to know that it really does help people. So thank you.
Awesome. Was that directed at me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I
And your
thought. I thought,
story.
yeah,
And your
well,
story. We have very
yeah.
similar stories that way.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's like I battled with it for so long, and I appreciate you sharing that with me, and I'm grateful that there's some people out there that it's inspiring, and it'll inspire me to keep going, because I will keep talking about it, and that's the only thing. And I did it because it's like I always knew there was something in me that was better than what I was going through. And it's such a journey. That's what everybody has to know. Like, it's not like I started really understanding, maybe spiritual stuff in 2010, 2011. I quit my job and I really started looking at stuff, and you can go down a lot of dark rabbit holes that way. But at least it's like I knew something was right. My best friend used to give me a hard time because I always said I was going to quit smoking, and I was like, dude, like, it's the least of my concerns. I need to figure something else out in my life, or overcome traumas and dramas. Like, I don't need you hounding me about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that, like, but there's certain things, like, how do you know? Like, how do you even explain intellectually? Like, and my journey got the worst it did up until about a few years ago, because there were certain things, like, I didn't know about entities, I didn't know about shapeshifters, I didn't know, like, I heard about them, but I didn't really like give them much thing. But like, when you don't understand that maybe you're overeating, or your bad habits, or entities, or your desire to drink, or something, it's not you, or it's your ancestral DNA and your thoughts from your past, or entities from your past, or your ancestors even. Like, it's so complicated that, like, we just have to give ourselves so much grace. Like, I did my last episode on grace, and that's my seed of intention for January, was just grace for myself, even, because it's like, even myself, I find sometimes I get too far ahead, and it's like, okay, just take it slow. Like, we need to slow down. And like, that's what got you into trouble in the first place, was putting the pedal to the metal and trying all these different things. But it's really about removing stuff, you know?
That's really good. It says in this article, Heart and Soul, towards the bottom, it says, With strength in body, the spirit thrives as it expresses itself. When the body is disrespected, cold, malnourished, weak, and forgotten, the spirit has little incentive to embody. And then it says, take good care of your body, love your body, cherish your body, and it will bring you spirit, your spirit in with such great power, you will experience life renewed. Your soul energy will thrive within each organ, singing a symphony through your life. Going back to, I barely skirted this article to all of our listeners out there. Please go to forthepeople.space and pull up these three articles, Inner Music, Heart and Soul, and Once Sacred, because there's so much in here, and it talks about the spinal cord and how the nerve endings feed all your different organs. And this talks about your spleen and your kidney and what it does and your lungs. But basically, what we're trying to say is do your spiritual work, but take care of the vessel that's holding and nurturing and caring for and protecting your spirit where it wants to come in and embody and thrive and be strong. Okay, are you guys okay if I move on to Once Sacred? I want to make sure we get this one in.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Okay,
Let's go.
let's do
Let's go.
it. For the people dot space, Once, ONCE, Sacred, January 15th, 2026. You guys, I don't even know where to start on this one because everything in here is like mind blowing. It is.
Like boom, 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 right in your face. It's
Right. Yeah.
like firing on all cylinders. It's like, whoa.
All cylinders. The one thing that did not get said, oh, I just hit the microphone. Sorry. The one thing that didn't get said in here is, do you remember when our friend was saying that, they're trying to get rid of all the carbon stuff and, taking carbon out of this and out of that? And he goes, you guys are carbon. You guys are, they're trying to kill us, And I'm like, oh my gosh, they didn't even say that in here. Birdie, you want to take the lead on this one?
I can. So I think I texted you immediately when this article came out. It was insane.
It was
So
crazy. Yeah.
crazy. So I decided that I needed some peace because I was starting this journey with my, working on, I've very luckily and happily overcame the addiction stuff and one by one. And I don't really. The next logical step was the body. And so I decided to go visit my mom for the weekend because their house is very quiet and peaceful. And so I got there, and let me see this date because it was the, yeah. So I got there on January 15th, and she had put a new picture above her sofa in the living room. I was looking at it and I had never been there. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Well, the picture is what's showing right in the front of this article with the two hands. So that was like number one. And then it's the same exact day the article came up. So, I mean,
Synchronicities. Yeah,
source
synchronicities. I
grabs your
love them.
attention for sure.
Yeah. Keep going.
And then this same picture showed up for me six more times. Like it, you can't make this up. I'm like, okay, I am listening. Tell me. And that's right after this is when a friend of mine sent me a link to the Dr. Kevin Reese. And it was all the same thing about how the body, it's all one. I mean, how many of us have had seven specialists and they're like, they only focus on the eye or the knee or whatever
Right.
their specialty is. And it's
Right.
really about the body as a whole. And that never, I that didn't click with me as much because it's like you have to go to this, and they all just bounce you around and nobody, and then nobody really looks at the body as a whole because everything's connected. And so this, I mean, not even just that first picture, but going down with where they talk about the 33 vertebrae. I woke up in the middle of the night, maybe a few days before this article was posted, and I drew that picture.
The staircase picture.
A staircase picture. Now, it wasn't the staircase exactly. I was designing bunk beds because I thought that would be super cool. But it's like, Wouldn't that be cool to have like a yin and yang bunk beds? But I just had that image and really the flow that exactly how it went. That's like right down the middle where the stairs are was where the in between where the bunk beds. So if you wanted to separate them or you could put them together, that was just what I woke up to. But it was just one thing after another with this article. And then of course, you go down another picture and that's on the Van Halen if for my music people. That's on the Van Halen album cover. And I was just, it was like everything in this whole article. I had to like slow my roll here because I was like, this is a lot. And there's more to it, but I'm gonna let you guys just talk about anything that came to you from this.
Rob, what do you have?
On this article specifically?
On either that or you can pass or whatever, what you
I'll
got?
just pass, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
I love the synchronicity, so I'll just talk about the synchronicity because
Yeah.
otherwise I'll forget. So it was
Yeah.
like that. That's how you know. And this week I had my so I was out walk just walking, and this dog comes running up in the bush, and I started speaking with her owner, and she's like, oh, you know, the dogs are her, so she's referring to it as her. And then I was like, oh, what's her name? And she says Charlie, and I was like, oh, that was my. I didn't say this out loud, but I was like, that's my grandfather's name, but he died before I met him, before I was born. And then she's like, yeah, and we keep talking. She's like, yeah, it's not her original name though. And I was like, well, what was her original name? And she's like, Angel. And I was like, what? That's so weird. And I was
Wow.
like, who names their dog from Angel to Charlie? You know, and she's like, oh, my husband thought it was, he's like, I'm not yelling Angel out the door. He's like, so they changed it to Charlie. But I was like, wow, that's just a
Charlie's
little like,
Angel.
yeah, and the fact that it was like my grandfather, and I was like thinking that, and then she's like, yeah, but her real name was Angel, and I was like, wow, that's just amazing.
And
So,
your grandfather. Yeah, that's really cool.
yeah.
That's cool.
But this, yeah, the article obviously is amazing, and just the whole spine thing, it's, yeah, you just got to go check it out because I can't even really touch on it,
It's
and there's more things.
so deep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So it's like I don't even, and there's, you know, it even talks about other regions and stuff and the Arctic and things like that. So that article is like, yeah, it's you could probably do two episodes on just that article, right?
Yeah, so true. And I'm looking at the time too. We may have to. We'll see how far we get. We talk about kind of where Birdie left off. Basically, the spine, it says 33 vertebrae is the beginning of sentient life, a physical basis for consciousness and response to stimuli, the beginning of consciousness experiencing itself through physicality. I remember on a show, gosh, Birdie, I think it was the one I sent to you. I think it was, I'm not going to have the date where,
The one you sent me this week,
yeah, it was, I think it was a
the project
November,
review one.
maybe. But anyway, it was the one where Q was saying that one of the most, I'm going to use not romantic, but one of the most tender, sensual moments for him and for Mermaid was to watch each other express that like breathe through a physical body, to see that spirit work that body and to work that body and to breathe through that body was just mesmerizing. And it's like he's saying the beginning of consciousness or Asha says the beginning of consciousness experiencing itself through physicality. We've always been taught we're body first and then spirit, to where we're it's you know how they always change things is the opposite. And that really spoke to me. It's like the beginning of consciousness experiencing itself through physicality. And I'm like, wow, that is just amazing. And then the development of a spinal cord is a physical basis for our frequency, the music within. It just goes on and on. We've got about 10 minutes, guys. Are you guys both available to come on next week and finish this out? Do we need to rush through this or can we just go slow? Birdie, are you available? You may not be.
I would love to. I will check. I'm sure I will make it happen.
Well,
Well,
just
why not?
check. Just
Yeah, I'll
check
check.
and yeah, check and.
I did find that one post because you sent it to me and it was absolutely what I needed because it was so synchronistic again, where we're just spirit. We're not, it's this, we can't focus so much on this physical, but it's the article. It was Project Review with Q from October 12th of 2024. And it was Q and Mermaid, and there was a little bit of interference because it was such
There
a
was.
powerful show.
It was.
It was like straight to the heart. Oh my gosh. And you sent it to me right when I needed it.
And
It was
unsolicited.
actually wait, I forgot to, yeah, because I was looking, I remembered that art or that show, but with all the shows, I couldn't remember what year was it on Being Inspired, like what show was it on. So I did a command that I find the show that I was looking for because I was really seeking that, and I knew that it would have
What you
more
needed.
meaning to me now than it did when it came live. Like it probably just breezed right past me. Okay, sometimes we get it the second time around, but when you sent it to, I put this command out, and the very next morning, and you sent it to me. And I'm like, that's how it works. Like we are powerful.
We
We
are.
just if we're pure in our hearts and we ask for these things and we do these commands and it happens. It
Yeah,
really
it's
does.
really cool. It's really cool. We also found out today, Rob, that or not yesterday. Was it yesterday? The alpaca socks. Was that yesterday?
Oh yeah, I think we're like losing time
I'm
here. I
losing
had
time. I don't
yesterday.
know. I think it was yesterday. We were laughing, and it's something about somehow we ended up taking pictures of our socks, and she had on alpaca socks, but they're called pacas. We're not, if they want to sponsor the show, they're welcome to. And
Perfect.
I had on pacas as well, and I'm just cracking. Same color,
Nice.
different sock, but same color. And we're just like, oh my gosh, I've got to tell Rob about this because of all the synchronicities. But
We were on fire this week with synchronicities, like songs and just every little thing. And I think that's what happens when we get together. We do, it's like this energy, and it's beautiful, and the synchronicities don't stop. It's almost so many we can't even remember them. Like Rob was saying, like you just it, I'm gonna forget, right? It'll show up, but there's just so many. I remember the real big ones, like that doing that command for that show, and then you sending it the next day. I mean, there's no coincidence in that. That's not like, oh, I knew for sure. I laughed and I told you right away. I'm like, you're not gonna believe this one. But yeah, I mean, down and even today with our socks, we have the same socks on. They're just a different color, the
Different
exact
color.
same one. I
It's funny.
on
No,
them.
I want packers. I feel like I'm like left out.
We're gonna have to get you a pair
We're
of
gonna get you
packers.
some, Rob.
Yeah, but do you want
Alpaca lunch. That's all I've got.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, you
Or it should
guys.
be alpaca punch.
Alpaca punch, that's right.
Spirit does.
It's gonna pack a
Like
punch.
Popeye, yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
Well,
how
you
was.
also, right before the show, Sunshine, I was over in the studio and I was painting. I set my alarm and I set the song for the alarm to remind me to go next door and do the show. And it got me pumped up. It was called This Is It by the Lar on the Larceny. And it's really like get you going kind of song. So that came on, I got all excited. But while I was painting, I just put on my random playlist and just put it on shuffle. And three Sunshine songs came on, and I'm just like, of course they did, right? It was I think one of them was like Cream, Sunshine of My Love, Sunshine Over My Shoulders by John Denver, and I forget what the third one was. Something, oh, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. I was like, okay, I was like, I'm, my gosh,
Oh, that's hilarious.
yeah. But that
Yes.
song got me pumped. It was like, you got to listen to it. It's called This Is It. It's so good.
That's awesome. BBS, you're awesome. Yes, that's fun. So we can pick this up. I really encourage everybody to go read Once Sacred. There's some more stuff that we probably want to get into on that, and then we'll just fly next week on whatever we decide to talk about. Rob and I just kind of we just go with what spirit leads, and Birdie, you're really good at that too. So if you're available, you're more than welcome to come back and join us, and Rob will pick up next week if you're interested as well.
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely coming back. And I think, you know
Awesome.
what? I was thinking well, not. It's like you need like a sound effect. I don't know if T can throw one in there, like a whoosh for
Oh,
the
I know, right? Whiplash. I know, right?
whiplash.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, that's a cool idea.
Well, some people might get the wrong idea with whips, but I mean,
What's
I'm
this
just
show all about,
saying,
that
you know, just
whiplash?
to
I know, right? Might get, yeah, you never know. That's kind of, but might help them if they tune in and they're dealing with that. So
You need a safe word if you're going to tune into this show.
that's funny. Yes, I do want to think we are getting ready to kind of wrap it up. It is probably have about 3 minutes left, and I do want to thank both of you guys for being on here as my special guests. It's been so fun and sharing your stories. That's the whole purpose of Whiplash Talk, is to just being real and raw and letting everybody know, like I've said many times, just because we're on the radio doesn't mean we have all of our shit together. We don't, but we're walking through it and we're focused and we are doing the things that we believe will help us get to where we need to go. And that's ascension. That's my journey. That's where I'm going. And I love that my family, Rob, and my family, Birdie, are going there with me. And come with us. Let us take you with us. And thank you for my supporters. Oh my goodness, Whiplash Talk. It's alive and kicking and doing great. I'm almost at my 2 year mark, you guys.
Yay,
I
congratulations.
know. Thanks. 2 years. That's crazy.
Yeah,
But
that's amazing.
thank you. But your support is really appreciated, and it does help me stay on the air, and I really appreciate it. And then what do you guys have? Parting words. What do you have?
I
Well,
was
go
your
ahead,
first
Birdie.
listener.
You were my first listener. I'm
I
sorry. Go
was.
ahead. Go
Then I
ahead,
brought.
Rob.
No, I said you go ahead, Birdie, with your parting words of wisdom.
My parting words of wisdom was when you said the 2 year mark, I was your first listener, and just the way we found each other and all of that, and we've been together ever since. So, and here we are. It's the first time I actually ever came on. I know that you mentioned I can come on anytime I want, and I was going through a lot, but now I'm much clearer, and I thank you for having me. It was an honor that you asked me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure having you on. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, no, I don't have any parting words of wisdom. It's just be in your heart. Thank you to everybody. Thank you, Sunshine and Birdie, for a wonderful conversation today. And just it's congratulations again, and thank you to all your listeners. I'm grateful to have been, a frequent flyer. I love coming on the show, and it's wonderful. And I'm just grateful to be here.
Thank you. February 17th is my little anniversary, my 2 year anniversary. Woohoo! All right.
17, right?
Do what, Birdie?
Oh, I said, of course it's a 17. It has to be.
I know, right? Of course it's a
That's
17.
awesome.
I know, right? All right, you guys, thank you so much. Thank you, listening audience. Thank you, syndicated listeners out there in radio airwave land. I love you. I love you. I love you. Go make it a beautiful day, everyone.
Thanks,
Bye.
PBS. Thanks,
Thanks,
listeners.
PBS. We love you. Bye. Thank you.